1943. September the 8th. On board Duchess of Bedford, off coast of Italy. It was announced to us at 6:30 today that an armistice with Italy has been signed and would take effect from tomorrow, when we are due to land at Salerno. It was clear that no one knew what awaited us, although air raids on part of the convoy make it seem that the Germans are likely to fight on. We were lectured by an intelligence officer who told us, surprisingly, that despite all the agents we had assumed to be working for us in Italy, absolutely no information had come out regarding the situation. It was not even known whether Mussolini's OVRA still existed. The lecture, in fact, was purposeless and could have been summed up in a single sentence: we know nothing. Except for us, all the troops in this ship are Americans. Although we were attached to the headquarters of the American Fifth Army at their own request, because they possessed no security service of their own, we are cold-shouldered and left to our own devices, except by some poker-playing sergeants, probably Mississippi ferryboat gamblers in civilian life, who remove my poker winnings accumulated in the past year in a half-hour's play. September the 9th. Landed on Red Beach, Pestum, at 7 o'clock. Boatloads had been going ashore all day after a dawn shelling from the ships and a short battle for the beachhead. Now an extraordinary false serenity lay on the landward view. A great sweep of bay, thinly pencilled with sand, was backed with distant mountains, gathering shadows in their innumerable folds. We saw the twinkle of white houses in orchards and groves, and distant villages clustered tightly on hilltops. Here and there, motionless columns of smoke denoted the presence of war, but the general impression was one of a splendid and tranquil evening in the late summer on one of the fabled shores of antiquity. We hauled the motorcycles off the landing craft, started them easily, and rode up over the wire mesh laid across the sand, making for the cover of a wood. The corpses of those killed earlier in the day had been laid out in a row, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, with extreme precision, as if about to present arms at an inspection by death. We numbered 11, 10 sergeants and a sergeant major. Captain Cartwright, the field security officer, badly smashed up in a car crash the day before we embarked, was presumably still in hospital in Oran. We had been given no briefing or orders of any kind, and so far as the Americans were concerned, we might as well not have existed. This was the greatest invasion in this war so far, probably the greatest in human history, and the sea was crowded to the horizon with uncountable ships. But we were as lost and ineffective as babes in the wood. No one knew where the enemy was, but the bodies on the beach at least proved he existed. In place of the guns, tanks, armored cars, barbed wire we had expected to see, all that had been landed in this sector of the beach were pyramids of office equipment for use by Army headquarters. We had been issued with a Webley pistol and 5 rounds of ammunition apiece. Most of us had never fired a gun. As the sun began to sink splendidly into the sea at our back, we wandered at random through this wood full of chirping birds, and suddenly found ourselves at the wood's edge. We looked out into an open space, on a scene of unearthly enchantment. A few hundred yards away stood in a row the 3 perfect temples of Pestum, pink and glowing and glorious in the sun's last rays. It came as an illumination, one of the great experiences of life. But in the field between us and the temple lay 2 spotted cows, feet in the air. We crept back into the depths of the sheltering wood, burrowed into the undergrowth, and as soon as night fell, slept. At some time during the night, I awoke in absolute darkness to the sound of movements through the bushes, then a mutter of voices in which I distinguished German words. The voices died away, and I slept again. September the 10th. A warm, calm morning. We set out to explore a little of our immediate environment and were admiring the splendid husk of the Temple of Neptune when the war came to us in the shape of a single attacking plane. Hearing its approach, we crouched under a lintel. The plane swooped, opened up with its machine guns, and then passed on to drop a single bomb on the beach before heading off northwards. One of my friends felt a light tap on a pack he was wearing, caused by a spent machine gun bullet, which fell harmlessly to the ground. The experience was, on the whole, an exhilarating one. We appreciated the contrasts involved,